Shalom, everyone. Welcome, everybody, to the second session, question and answer session with Maitreya for this year's Feast of Tabernacles celebration. Before we begin, let's all take a moment to close our eyes and meditate and center ourselves to be prepared to hear Maitreya's words and realize their truth to the fullest, and ask the best questions possible. Shalom. Today we have the great honor and blessing of having Maitreya himself, God is with him, in the room. Other names and titles given to him include Vijayakumar, the young prince, the first begotten son of God, the Christ, the Kalki Avatar, the Qa'im, he whom God shall make manifest, the true white brother from the east, the seventh angel, and many others. He is the representative of God, the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, fine, on earth, come to reveal the mystery of God, unify the religions of the world and humanity, and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, as has been prophesied. The Father and him are one, and he knows the Mother. He will be available for the next hour and a half, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, to answer questions on all aspects of his teachings. And although we did ask that people send in their questions beforehand, we have no questions pre-sent, so Maitreya will be available to take questions from the room immediately. However, there are some guidelines and requirements in order to ask questions, so please listen carefully to these rules of room conduct. To ask a question of Maitreya, you are expected to have visited the website www.maitreya.org and know the base of his teachings. You are also expected to have searched the website and Maitreya's teachings and discourses for the answer to your question before asking it here. Maitreya has been answering questions for many years, and you can find his answers to hundreds of questions on the website. So it is your responsibility to use the resources provided to answer your questions yourself before asking them here. If your question is one that has been answered many times before, or makes it clear that you have not deeply studied the teachings, it will most likely not be answered. If you do have a question for Maitreya, please type it in text. If your question is chosen to be answered, a mission representative will read your question, or you may be asked to come to the mic and ask it yourself. After Maitreya finishes answering your question, you may ask a follow-up. Please be courteous and ask only one question at a time. If there are no questions, we will read from mission literature until another question is asked. If you do not follow these guidelines, or attempt to grab the mic without Maitreya's permission, you will be red-dotted and or bounced. Please note that this is a public forum, and whatever you say is in public domain. We do record these sessions, and may broadcast them later, or use them as we see fit. So, that's the rules of room conduct. The microphone is now released to Maitreya. Please give him your respect and your undivided attention. All thanks to God and to his prophet. Shalom.
Shalom, everyone. I hope you are enjoying the feast. We are in the middle of Feast of a Tabernacle, yearly holy days, the last holy days of the year, which is the greatest of the holy days, and that is why in these 7-8 days we come together to praise and experience God in the highest possible, and his presence surely is the highest in this time. I hope you all can hear me okay, and go ahead with questions if you have one. Otherwise, I release the mic for the people who are going to read. Shalom. There's a question in the room. I don't know if anybody is going to read it.
Sure, I'll be glad to read it. It's from Hosanna. Shalom, Maitreya. What is the proper way to observe no servile work on the Sabbath? Should it be viewed as no work and not to ask others to work in any form as well?
Okay, I promised last time when I was here that we're going to share the question with everybody who's been in the mission for a long time. Of course, it sounds like a new question and might not be that popular or studied anywhere, but let's give it a try. Does anybody want to answer that question? What it means, no survival work in Sabbaths. Go ahead. When you want to answer, just take the mic.
Hello, thank you. I'd like to take the mic. Hope my sound is coming through good. It's a good question, and also I was thinking about that on for the Feast of Tabernacles, because that relates as well to that. For someone that might have to work just a tiny bit in the feast or whatever. But I was thinking on the Sabbath not to have to work out in the world, and I think it has a lot to do with attitude. And even still, Sabbath, I mean, the best thing is to celebrate the Sabbath, I think, quiet, reading scriptures, you know, not turning on TV or outside, you know, trying to block out outside noises and things like that. Doing as little mundane work as possible. Sometimes it might be necessary to do a little something here and there. But I just think a whole lot of it has to do with attitude, because there's also that part in Matthew where it talked about the shewbread, how David ate the shewbread, and if there's an emergency on the Sabbath day, you would still pull a sheaf out. You know, for instance, sometimes if you have to work one Saturday in a year or something like that, I mean, it's not the end of the world. But I think the thing is just to be in the right place in your heart and really be trying to honor the Sabbath for God. And I'll release the mic, give someone else a chance.
As for the second part of the question, that not to ask others to work in any form as well, I do know that in other cases, for example, when we celebrate the Passover, if we have bread left over, we decided that it's not really kosher to give the bread to somebody else, because that's like saying that it's okay for us not to sin. I mean, it's okay if, like, somebody else doesn't keep the Passover as long as we don't, and that's not really a kosher thing, so we decided that we wouldn't do that anymore. So, probably, like, it's just as equal to ask someone else to do work for you as it would be to do the work yourself.
Okay, let's put the question this way. What is Passover for? What did God do after the sixth day of creation? Okay, he rested, and then what did he say? He looked at his creation, and what did he see? So he was pleased with it. And he said, that is good. It was perfect. It was no blemish in it. There was nothing wrong with it. It was perfect. He looked at what he created. He said, that is good, what I created. I have nothing against it. I didn't do anything wrong. If it's weekly Sabbath, it's the time of evaluation. Looking back in the week and say, that was a good week. It was perfect. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm pleased. That was good. If it is yearly Sabbath, we look at the yearly work. Say, that was a good year. I accomplished this and that and that and that. I was godly. I didn't fall. That was good. Now, why God demands not to work? Which is better, to work and be perfect, or not to work and don't know if you have done well or not? Anybody wants to get the mic and tell us which one is better? Or write it down For example, if you have some emergency and you have done good for the whole year or for the week and you have to do that, don't rationalize it though. Remember that article we wrote about rationalization? Don't rationalize it to say, oh yeah, I'm doing good, you know. So the purpose of God and His holidays and holy days and demands and commands are for our own good. If we become too rigid and not good, we have still a lot of ego and we haven't cleaned up the house, but somebody who has cleaned the house and has no ego works on Sabbath, and we go and tell him, hey, you're working in Sabbath, you are not doing following God, but within us we are not clean ourselves, then we have created a religion. We are not seeking the truth. That's what's happening in many religions, that people in it have become dogmatic and they have rules and regulations and enforce it with vengeance. And if you are not like them, you are no good, when they themselves full of impurity, then they have a dead religion. If we are rigid ourselves and we want to make everybody else rigid like us, and if they are not, we start feeling bad about them and put them down because we are so rigid ourselves that we think we are great because we do everything according to the commandment. But at the same time, we despise other people and we think we're better than them, because just like that person who was sitting and telling God, God, please forgive me, I'm such a sinner. And the other person who was very rich and with the beautiful clothing and said, oh God, I'm pretty good, you know, I give some money to poor, I'm not like that poor wretched man over that sinner over in that corner, then we become judgmental and we think because we are rigid and we do everything according to the law, then we are better. But really the truth of the whole thing is to purify ourselves to the point that we are godly and we follow God's way. So with this answer, what is better? Keep the Sabbath and do nothing? Or keep the Sabbath, meditate, realize you are doing well, there is some emergency to be done, and you do them. But if it's not emergency, still use the Sabbath for the rest, and even looking deeper within. So the answer again is, God is not rigid. His commandments all are for our own good. If you don't have any emergency and rest and not to do anything, it's great. Do that. Even in some of those Sabbaths or holy days, God actually says, not at all. No several work. Maybe there is more emphasis in those for even we are doing something usually, we should put that even away and completely become in attunement, as Noor just posted in the Feast of Atonement. If you read the commandment, emphasizes not at all, don't even think about working. Other is really emergency, as you have no choice, you know. So God make it very clear in that Feast of Atonement, he really expects you to be as rested and as deep as possible, because what's happening? The Feast of Tabernacle is coming. You have to purify yourself. You have to attend the feast in any way you can. The more you are with other like-minded people in the Feast of Tabernacle, the greater the effect will be on you. So, the Day of Atonement sounds like God says, don't even think working, but still, if it's something emergency and you have no choice whatsoever, God will forgive. He's tremendously generous and forgiving. But if you don't have something like that, in that day God seems to be really serious about it, and you attune yourself and start thinking about yourself, the coming of the Feast of Tabernacle, about you, the year that you passed through, how much did you listen to his words and committed yourself to his cause, or did you commit yourself to other causes, which was for you, not for God? That is what that day is for. Okay? Before that, of course, is the Feast of Trumpet. And that day, it's a loud voice telling humanity that the God is coming soon in the Feast of Tabernacle. That's what every human should become, so attuned to this truth that they realize that's what God is giving them, the life to come to this earth. And they have to listen to these calls and commit themselves 100% to every word of God, not oppose him, not play games with him, not try to look good in the eye of the man, but in the eye of God. So it's just again, is everything God is doing is for our good, for our return to Godhead. And at the time of the Sabbath, as he did, he rested, he looked at his creation, we look at our lives, and if you are doing good, you can loud see, well, that's good, I'm perfect, I'm doing everything God said and told me to do, and I'm committed to him and his cause every moment in my life, and I'm not doing anything that need to be improved. Thanks God. Okay, by the way, I have some emergency things to do. Maybe I should be going and doing them. Although, if I could, I would postpone it and rest anyway. But if really have to be done, I'll do them. So that is really the crux of the matter. As usual, God is flexible, and answer to his question also are flexible. But don't rationalize it. Flexibility and rationalization is two different things. Rationalization means you're not going to listen to God because it's not in my comfort zone, or because, you know, I have a better thing to do, because, you know, whatever the rationalization is. But if you really have something that had to be done, and God tells you that, yeah, it's okay, then it's all right. I hope that answered your question. If I have a follow-up, go ahead. Sure, Hosanna. Okay. If there's no other question, we continue reading. Well, I tremendously enjoyed the reading. I should listen to them more often to learn something. And I'm very pleased that there is no question left in the mission. Go to the website and see all the questions answered and come up with the ones that haven't been. So maybe He can answer all the questions that might ever come up. So humanity will have some guidelines or guideposts or whatever that help them. Answering any question might be there. And I think the question we're giving, the answer, has been helpful to many people. And hopefully there would be no question left at all when we leave Earth in this lifetime. So go ahead to the website, search for any question you have, and if you find something that you haven't asked or hasn't been asked, bring it here. Let us finish it all, the question there. And it's great that there is no question. That's a good sign. Have a good day and salam.